We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's probably shorthanded them. I should have included the Phillies. You're right.
I think the Braves and the Mets are the ones you mentioned. The problem is Trey Turner, and they're saying that Bryce is going to get back earlier than expected with his injury. Their pitching is good. That you saw what happened to the Cardinals last year. They were swept in a three-game series. I fear the Phillies. I think the Phillies are underrated.
Favorite, the Astros, win all that?
Yeah, 100%.
I think last year I picked the Yankees, and of course.
Yankees are loaded up, though. Who do you like in the American?
The Astros.
You do pick the
because
Astros?
For whatever reason,
I always think it national.
The Yankees can't, once you get to the postseason, the Yankees cannot get
over
the
two,
Astros
though?
Hump.
Yankees, Astros.
Yeah, I'm just going off brand recognition and the fabulous Dusty Baker.
Oh, you got to get your arm sleeves on.
Your
sweatbands.
But remember, I gave him respect
toothpicks
last year.
Toothpicks and sweatbands, bro.
Finally won his first as a manager.
Good for you giving
Astros
him respect.
Astros seems like a good safe pick.
Yeah.
Mets always let you down.
Dusty.
I do love the Braves and our man Austin Riley, homegrown there. Are they, the NL's tough coming out of
there. Very tough.
Once you get to the top of it.
It's very tough.
Dodgers and their monster payroll. You could pick them every year. And then you got Padres who look like they might be ready to challenge if they can actually keep guys on the field.
Everybody's in an arms race. You know, the Cardinals keep spending at about a top 15 level, but they never spend in the top 10. The other team that I really enjoy watching because of Tim Anderson and the way they play is the Chicago White Sox.
They underachieved last year with Tony.
Yeah, and I think Tony there this year?
No, he's gone. Is he not?
Yeah,
he's gone.
I think brother gone because he had some health stuff. If the White Sox have a lot of talent, they should at least be contending, I would think. I always have watched what the White Sox do because they're in Chicago.
I'm sworn to not.
You can't. You're not a Southsider.
You have to pick one or the other.
Yeah, I know. With your wife is from Chicago.
Chicago ties, you pick one or the other. You cannot cheer for both.
How dare you?
Otherwise, you are a child, basically.
How can you not represent?
You're a boy if you root for both.
You are representing the north privileged side of Chicago and not the hardworking people of South Chicago, Jason Smith.
Just think about it. If you live in L.A., do you root for the Clippers and the Lakers? No, you pick one.
That's true.
Yeah, if you're a New York guy, you like the Mets and the Yankees, you pick one.
Let's be honest. There's a privileged part of all those franchises. In L.A., it's the Lakers. In Chicago, it's the privileged Cubs. In New York, now Cohen's trying to change that with the Mets, but the Yankees, they usually are the golden children in that market, right?
Yeah, so. There's like a big brother in those that you could always fall back on.
Yeah.
That was always the rule. If you come from Chicago by the age of 9, 10 years old, you got to pick one, or else you're no longer a Chicagoan.
Where's your level of excitement on baseball? Be honest with me, and you can shoot the listeners straight here. I mean, we're in the middle of the playoffs of basketball.
I'm more locked into what the NBA playoffs are going to be doing. But in terms of baseball overall, without having a real dog in the fight, it feels like with the Cubs basically electing to go young and not be competitive. I'm just more interested in. Can baseball draw in more? Baseball has a problem in terms of interest and has had that for a long time. It's one of the things that Manfred's been fighting and one of the reasons why he's instituted this pitching clock. I'm more interested in seeing can you draw folks in again. Is this pitching clock going to work to where you're cutting these games down and it's bringing, instead of sending folks off, folks being deterred from four-hour games, maybe you're keeping a few more because of this. If it speeds up the game, it's good for baseball, and I'll be happy about that.
I think my family's a rarity in that we celebrate baseball. I have a kid who plays baseball. We watch baseball in our house. We're the exception to the rule. I think that you're right. The baseball problem is they're huge in the markets where they're huge, and just in the circle, right? St. Louis, New York, L.A., even Dallas, like with the Rangers.
I think I'm – And it's easily understandable. Oh, Jason, you got your World Series, and now you just don't even watch baseball anymore. I think one of the other reasons I've fallen out of love with baseball, because, Brad, it used to, I'm not going to lie to you, it used to mean a great deal to me. I would not miss the opener of a Cubs. Yep. With GN, I'm locked in, here and here. It meant a great deal to me. But after watching the way the Cubs did it, where you did it the way you're supposed to do it with farm talent, you bring it up, right? Chris Bryan, all those guys were all your own.
They built it.
You built it up. That was Theo Epstein and a lot of those guys. They cleared out the farm system, brought in all these prospects, and you did it basically with your own guys, only to what? Win it one year.
Let it dissipate.
And then let it dissipate rather than...
Yeah, just,
So, I've told you before, my Chris Bryant jersey, my Anthony Rizzo jerseys that are in the closet, those guys I loved, that group I loved. What are we talking about here? Like, Baez? Dude, that team? Who was my hitter? Who was my... That's now... he's been with a couple of different
Bryant,
teams.
Oh yeah, the guy for the Phillies now.
Schwarber,
The left fielder
in the mix. It was a ton of guys to fall in love with, and they were mostly all our guys. And what happened? One by one, we let them just roll off because we decided as an organization.
Yes.
Right now, we're not doing big payroll with probably what these guys have earned.
No,
we're going to go the other way, cheap it down, go young again.
Yes,
but that's baseball, Brad. Other than the big markets and the Yankees and those teams, you'd rather be low payroll.
Yep.
Hey, the Cubs can do this because we'll support a loser. They can keep making money.
Yes.
And you decide for a year or two or three, you're just not going to compete. I can't stand that.
You're exactly right. There are a lot of Cardinal fans that are frustrated about this issue because, like I said, the Cardinals, they spend enough, but it ain't like there's some New York Mets, New York Yankees.
Y'all's frustration is that you never go all
they
in like some of the big dogs.
I'm telling you.
Like the Dodgers,
the DeWitts,
like the Yankees.
Never are going to crack the top 10 with payroll.
And I can understand
like
that frustration.
They'll pay Miles Michaelis $40-50 million, but they're going to use a rookie like Jordan Walker. They'll keep holding on with Wainwright. They'll pay Goldschmidt enough, and they'll get in early. But like Nolan Arenado, for example. Nolan Arenado turned down. I mean, Nolan Arenado might have, I'm not even making this up. He probably could have made $50 to $100 million if he was on the open market, and he was last year, and he decided to opt into that contract. Like, the Cardinals should be, I mean, thanking their lucky stars
that
Nolan Arenado, because no one else besides Nolan Arenado would do that because it went so poorly in Colorado for him.
But you see my point, though, about, like, loyalty in terms of as a fan, if I'm watching this sport as compared to, listen, I know the NBA can change and there's free agency and guys you want all the time, but at least for the time being with Ja Morant, right, you feel like, okay, we've got him locked in long enough and maybe you'll have a good chance, even as a small market, you know, if you win, maybe you'll have a chance of keeping him. Same way with the NFL, like if Justin Fields is good, well, the Bears are going to hold on to him for a while.
Yes.
I can have that jersey. That Cubs thing came and went so fast.
It's so tough because of the salary cap.
And then Chris Bryant goes off to the Giants and everything else, and guys that I loved are all elsewhere, and it's basically because we decided not to pay him because we decided to be cheap.
Jason, in baseball,
it's hard to get behind that year after year.
In the NBA, because there's a lot fewer players, those young players get taken care of pretty well, especially if they're top draft picks. Major League Baseball players that are young get screwed. Jack Flaherty is getting peanuts right now because he's still on that initial deal. Jordan Walker's on a rookie deal. You know, now, granted, he's making millions because he was the first pick.
Yep.
But like Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals just went through arbitration. Arbitration's a joke. Like, they didn't give him what he's worth. Like, they sit down in front of an attorney or in front of a board, and they have to explain why you suck after this guy, you know, was their closer all last year.
See, with the Grizzlies, you know, even if Ja decided, the Grizzlies are going to do everything in their power to keep a good thing, to keep Ja, to keep Jaren, to keep Bane.
Yes.
Why? Because a good thing's going to probably give you the best crack at titles and changing this city from that standpoint. But you know they're going to do everything they can.
You can lock it in.
The Cubs decided to go another direction when you had a good thing, a team that you could have kept the Denver and maybe won a couple rings. You decided, no, we'd rather not pay them and win more championships and let this thing be great for a while. And that, it feels like in baseball, it's more like that than any other sport.
And that's why the owners are pissed off at the Cubs right now. The fans are pissed off at the owners because the Ricketts, is that who owns the Cubs? Mm-hmm. Like, they just decided to do that. They're like, well, we got our, you know, we're done. We're not going to do the payroll thing.
Going to go young again, not going to pay guys that have earned it, not going to pay our stars, homegrown stars.
That sucks.
In terms of love for baseball, that hurt me. Yes, I got the ring. It had been 100 years. The joke was over finally. You couldn't hold it over our heads. It felt great.
Yeah.
But look at what they've allowed to happen.
It's a problem.
Since then.
Well,
now the
TV deals are going to be a problem too because you know Bally's breaking up. They're going to have to figure out how they can mainstream these TV broadcasts so that everybody can see them.
Yeah.
Baseball's got some issues, man.
But hopefully they're fixing some things, at least in Florida, at least perhaps how fast these games are. That can only be a good thing. Good luck to Cardinals fans. That's from a genuine place. I truly mean it because we have nothing to play
Let's wish your Cubs good luck, too, even though I know you're not being very optimistic.
No, I'm not, and I will consider that genuine from you, even though that I know as a Cardinals fan, it's actually very guys.
My grandpa
It's actually a knife in the back.
My grandfather used to watch the Cubs games because they're the ones that were available. You could always see it on WGN. So I know Cardinals fans are not supposed to have a place in their heart for Cubs fans, but I kind of do. I really do.
Yeah, y'all like to look at us as losers. And that you're above us.
It did make me sad when they won that World Series. Now,
I know it
they
did.
Just tore that house down.
I know it did. Oof. Yeah. And that has made you, in the end,
it's tough.
Happy. So don't fake.
All right.
Don't fake any empathy.
Okay.
We got plenty more to do. Jeff Collins is going to join us at 1:25. Before he does, though, I want to get back into what Penny is doing in this transfer portal. We'll do that when we get back. You're listening to Jason John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the best group when it comes to getting your home sold. And if you'd like, they'll take care of finding your dream home as well as what they did for me 4 years ago. I promise you. They truly did it. Jennifer Carstensen and her team. She's who I talked to. She's who I showed my home in Raleigh. And I said, Jennifer, how much money I got to sink into this thing before I can even think about selling it? Here's what she said. Fool, all you had to do was put... I think it ended up being less than $1,000, actually, in terms of what I needed, in terms of home improvements, everything else. She made it clear, made a list for me, took care of everything, even referred me to the people that did the improvements. So, didn't spend an arm and a leg to get it ready like I thought I was going to have to. Then we sold it for the price that she said from the get-go we were going to sell it for. Worked out beautifully, and just like she said, and then she picked out the home that now my wife has resided in for the last 4 years, been very happy out in Cordova. You'll have a similar experience. And if you're a first-time home buyer, right, maybe you're in an apartment right now, you're paying rent, you don't think you can afford a mortgage. Well, you won't know unless you call Jennifer Carstensen and see what's out there. The odds are you're wrong, like I was. 901-625-5200 is how you start that process, 625-5200, or you can email them at sold@livelovememphis.com. They are the best, y'all. I'm not lying about that. Everybody we've sent over there, been nothing but happy, sent us love notes since. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency. Penny Hardaway has already started the process of rebuilding his team for next season with departures like Kendrick Davis, who, by the way, thank him again for the time yesterday. I thought he was
terrific
fantastic.
Interview, Jason.
Appreciate that. It was more about Kendrick Davis and his willingness to just leave it all out there, and that's what he does. Obviously, DeAndre Williams also departing. You've had one declare that he's going to the professional ranks in KO, and some guys that are now, like Alex Lomax, out of eligibility, so a lot to replace. Nick Jourdain, Temple transfers, announced that he will be attending Memphis, transferring over again from Temple, where Brad and I were talking about this in the break. Aaron McKee was fired.
Oh, yes.
Remember, the former, much like Penny, the former NBA player who had gone back home was let go. That one had actually got by me. It had been a few days when John had to wake me up.
They saying, probably shouldn't let him do that.
Well, this year he beat Villanova. Yeah. He beat Houston. And if he'd looked, if it looked pretty good or under Aaron McKee, it was certainly this year.
Yeah.
Yes, they didn't make the NCAA tournament, but things were looking up for them. And they had players like Khalif Battle, who Penny Hardaway is also after. But this Nick Jourdain kid, who did perform well in the game against Memphis, we mentioned it, with 16-10 and the two-point loss for Memphis. Now, the overall numbers don't necessarily blow you off the map, but in terms of a big who can do a couple of different things for you, Nick Jourdain at 6'8", 205, looks like he's certainly capable. I've got some of his other averages up now.
Okay.
Shot 50% from the field, as you would expect from a big. Not much of a three-point shooter at 8 of 36, but we've seen, I mean, Penny Hardaway is going to be, in terms of having to fill that three-point shooter, you're going to be looking to do that with more of your perimeter guys. Nick Jourdain going to be more one of your interior guys. 68% from the free throw line. Again, 6.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, but has shown he can be a better rebounder than that. And again, did it to Penny Hardaway in that game against Memphis. And we know if you perform well against Penny Hardaway, at Kendrick Davis last year for SMU, a lot of times he likes you so much he's going to ask you to come on over the next year. And we mentioned, too, that maybe it can help you in your recruitment of Khalif Battle, who everybody in the country, including Memphis, is also after. Now, he's Temple's leading scorer at 18 points per game, did a little bit of everything from them, shot it at 35% for them, and having Nick Jourdain, perhaps it can help you. But as I mentioned to Brad off the mentioned to Brad, maybe the other thing that can really help you is a fired Aaron McKee saying, Khalif Battle, go play for Penny, because he's running a good program over there.
Yeah.
Much like myself, former NBA guy that some have rooted against, say, hey, we can't do these types of jobs because we haven't come up the old school way where you got to be an assistant first. Maybe Aaron McKee can sort of be a recruiter in your pocket as well, because I tell you who ain't going to be a recruiter in your pocket is Ron Hunter, who in the case of Jalen Cook, one of his best players, Ron Hunter, although we've sort of crowned him as a guy we like and might look good somewhere else, didn't get the Georgia Tech job. He's still at Tulane, and so losing a guy potentially like Cook to Memphis, you'd feel a certain kind of way about. But in this Temple situation where you've already got one and you'd love to have Khalif Battle, maybe the head coach in that situation be more likely to help you in this case.
I'll take it a step further because we've talked about Penny's staff, and I want to be careful here because I don't want to kick anybody off the staff. Obviously, some of his assistant coaches might have head coaching opportunities, for Penny.
Possibly.
What about Aaron McKee joining that staff if one of them openings comes up?
Man, for real, if it meant you could get Khalif Battle with that.
Because you get the kids that were playing for him, too. Now, again, I'm sure that may not happen. That may happen regardless, and it just happened.
Not knowing Khalif's situation in terms of what he wants from an NIL, what he can command, because, again, he's got most of the schools in the country all over him. So I say that to say probably going to matter more what you can offer from an NIL
money
standpoint, the platform in terms of how many minutes am I getting, how many shots am I getting. That's probably going to matter more to him than McKee being on the staff. But to your point, if I had an opening and Frank Haith is gone or moved on, whether that's to a smaller head coaching job or moved on to be someone else's top assistant, Aaron McKee would be perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect replacement.
Perfect.
And especially if it was tied to getting another player in addition to Nick Jourdain.
You get a player.
So I don't mind the way you're thinking right there, BC.
Yeah.
But like we said, Frank Haight's going to have to find something first. But
again, Frank's good.
The idea that you come back with the same three assistants, that's Penny's sort of kept that thing moving here from year to year. So while I would expect Gorman and Faraji probably both back, Haight could very well be on. And Aaron McKee, to your point, I hadn't thought about that before you mentioned it, Brad, but Aaron McKee be a nice little replacement.
Sure.
There's no question about it. We mentioned, too, Nick Jourdain's now in the fold. We talked about Jalen Cook, who, there are going to be many others after him. Jalen Cook's got some NBA hopes and options. Apparently, he's going to test the waters before he decides on which school he might be transferring to. Keep in mind, you're talking about, an all-AAC guy the last 2 years, second-leading scorer behind Kendrick Davis, but also a 5'11 guard who, as of after this season, was not in the top 100 in terms of NBA prospects.
Right.
Okay? So that testing.
He's going to be a college player.
He's most likely going to be a college player. And again, at 5'11", it's like we talked about in the open, Brad, you can sell him the Kendrick Davis story all day long. Okay? And We really like him because we've said with Mikey Williams, even if you're looking at a Caleb Love or Battle, yep, you still need that proven point guard in there, and Jalen Cook could be that, with whether Caleb Love's on a wing, whether it's Khalif Battle along with Mikey Williams on sort of the other side. This would give you that sort of quintessential point guard. Let's not forget, too, that Memphis is having Quez Glover, a Samford point guard. Mm-hmm. I think had been at Florida before Samford. He's making a visit, too. He's one of those types as well, along with Jalen Cook. Glover will be coming on for a visit. There's another guy who is a big, or more of a combo forward, worth mentioning too, since we're talking about how Penny's rebuilding mm-hmm. this team with transfer portal stuff. Mustafa Amzel, I'd mentioned him earlier, 6'9 Dayton forward, is going to be visiting Memphis next week. 6'9 forward from Finland, averaged 9.3 points, 4.8 rebounds, shot 44% for the Flyers this season. Again, the fact that he's making a visit, Brad, is an indication of Memphis's interest when you're having these guys on for visits. And clearly, Jourdain visited. You see on his Instagram, mm-hmm. he was at Memphis. I don't know that visit got reported, but clearly he did. When Memphis has guys come on for visits, an indication that they really clearly want them. They're not going to waste time on these visits, especially when you've got a limited amount. So Quez Glover coming in, you know, Jalen Cook now available. We'll see both those guys, point guards. And then in addition to Nick Jourdain, you've got Mustafa Amzel looking at making a visit next week. They've had Zoom meetings with him. Big, we mentioned, from Finland, 6'9 junior. And then don't forget, you're after, we mentioned him, the number one guy in the portal, Kel-El Ware, the 7-footer out of Oregon, who David Cobb and many others have got as the best transfer in the portal. 15.8 minutes per game, did not play a ton, but in the minutes he did, he was effective for them. Former 5-star prospect, so we'll see. But connecting the dots together, you can start to see, you know, he needs a couple of bigs. He is looking for that point guard who could be like Kendrick Davis and, yeah, be a scorer, but be the guy that's going to stir the drink as well. And then clearly he's looking for wing help in recruiting a guy like Khalif Battle. Hey, Aaron McKee, tell Battle he should join his buddy Jourdain down here at your former NBA colleague spot down in down in Memphis, right? Yeah. I know Ron Hunter saying, "Damn you, Penny."
Ron Hunter.
Damn you,
is
Penny.
Is this going to be like that, was it Luke Yoklich or whatever at UIC who wouldn't give a waiver? I mean, because this kid will presumably need a waiver.
Well, think about it. Like, Penny got Kendrick Davis, Tim Jankovic, was gone.
Yeah.
So you weren't going against the coach whose player you took from him the next year.
Right.
In this case, if you did get
Jalen
Cook,
he's in a conference, too.
Man, Ron Hunter hadn't gotten another job.
Can you imagine the venom?
Oh. Because I would have venom for now. It's college basketball now. You can't. In the end, it's sort of a you can't hate the player, hate the game type deal.
Man.
But I would still have that venom.
I'd be pissed.
Watching Jalen Cook tear me apart next year?
Yeah,
when I just had him,
he's not doing.
And
that.
I was a big part of his development.
You ain't getting no waiver now. He's not a grad transfer, right? Like I'm assuming.
No, that's the thing about Jalen Cook, and we mentioned it. And I'm glad you did again because it's worth re-mentioning that he's going to have to get a second waiver to be eligible immediately. He already got one going from LSU to Tulane, but just again, if Ron Hunter's still down there, that ain't like the Jankovic situation where you could wish the best for Kendrick Davis. You know what I'm saying? As a coach who's moved on from that job. Ron Hunter would be having to go against Jalen Cook.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It should get funny as Penny continues his AAC tour, plucking folks from AAC, plucking folks he likes from different AAC teams. It's continued today with Nick Jourdain's announcement that he will be transferring to Memphis from Temple, a 6'8 big. Looks like he'll provide some rebounding for the Tigers. Certainly just the first of what should be multiple additions through the transfer portal. We'll talk about that with Jeff Calkins, see what he thinks about the recent addition of Nick Jourdain. What else Penny's got to get? We'll talk Grizzlies, their lead over the Kings. Just 6 games left in the regular season. Then we're off to the playoffs, baby. We'll talk to Jeff about how he's feeling. We'll do it when we get back. Listen to Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's hoops place.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist for the Daily Memphian. He's been winning awards for a long time because he's the best at what he does. Been the best around here for a long time, decades, I'd say. But then he'd say I was aging him, so I'm going to get off the age. He's host of the Jeff Calkins Show from 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You should be listening to that as well. You should be reading him at the Daily Memphian at dailymemphian.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, what you think about Penny's latest addition, Nick Jourdain?
Well, but even before that, I wanted to say that what I really have appreciated in the last 2 days was your interview with Kendrick Davis. That was just fantastic. He was great, but honestly, the way you also conducted the interview was great. But then the way he opens up a vein and just lets it all, like in interviews, exactly, in a way that it's just unbelievably impactful and impressive. So I don't know. I absolutely loved covering him, but I really appreciated your interview yesterday.
Well, thank you. Did you agree with my assessment that like he leaves it all out there on the floor, right, battling through the ankle injury, and then in terms of the honesty, if you get the time with him, right, he'll leave it all, like you said, he'll give you his heart. He'll tell you how he really feels. It just that he's going to give you everything he's got type guys, and we love those guys. Period.
Well, that's the thing, and it's not like he's manufacturing some, you know, sound bites either.
Yeah.
He is literally telling you how he feels about things, yeah, all the time. And and the other thing is how he feels about things is often like really impressive. I was struck by the way he talked about the turnover and losing. Mm-hmm. It was fabulous life advice. You know, what do you do? You, yep, take it in, you hurt for a little bit, and then you move on, and you do take all of this as stuff to learn from. And he's going to have he's just incredibly impressive. And then the other thing that's really remarkable is how he talks about Penny.
Agreed.
It gives, if you're someone out there as a Memphis fan, and if your faith has ever wavered in Penny, hearing Kendrick talk about Penny and the way he recruited him and their relationship since and the way that he's improved him,
yep,
both as a player and as an individual, like I know that when Nick Jourdain's of the world and whatever in the portal are recruited, there's a lot that goes into it, including cash, straight cash, homie, right? But I would think that you could just listen to Kendrick talk about Penny for 5 minutes, and you'd think, I'd like that from my head coach.
Oh, I know.
It was just, everything about it was great.
I'm with you. He kept talking about, and he doesn't have to do this anymore. Like, the season's over. You lost it in a heartbreaking waiver, quite frankly. And while we get it during the season and beforehand that you love Penny, you love the relationship, It was almost as if it was a privilege. I was privileged enough. Even after the way it ended, I was privileged to play for Penny. It was a point guard's dream to do that. And that kind of stuff, man, if he feels that way, man, you're putting him on, you know, Jalen Cook at Tulane. Apparently, maybe he's even helping you recruit other guys. But to feel that way about Penny afterwards and you not have to say it, I think it just says a lot about clearly the coaching job that Penny's doing over there, or certainly the relationship he's got with his point guards and with Kendrick Davis. All right, on Jourdain, good start in terms of what you need. Yeah. You need a lot. This guy had 16-10 against you. Penny just saying, ooh, he's going grocery shopping through the AAC. Nick Jourdain played well against me? Come on down.
He did play well. It was funny. I was looking at it. he was, you know, how teams after a game, they pick really the players who played best in that game to do the interviews. You know, like, Malco had a great game. We'll have Kendrick and Malco talk today. Yeah. Well, who talked after the Temple game? Nick Jourdain, the Memphis Temple game. So, yeah, obviously, it's not going to vault you to the top of the you know, the standings, the addition of Nick Jourdain, but it feels like Penny's had his tough conversations with a good number of players there on the current roster, and now he's starting to restock. And so he's a useful player. There's no question about that. And we'll see what else there will be.
This Tulane point guard sure seems like a good one for a guy that, you know, beat Penny Hardaway, I guess, twice last year, much like Kendrick Davis had done the year before. Jalen Cook. I know there have been fewer reports, as Jalen just announced yesterday he's going to the transfer portal. But I made the case, Jeff. If you're trying to find something that's a lot like Kendrick Davis, 5'11", probably on the outside looking in the NBA, so still a lot to prove. I'm almost giving him the same pitch, and I know Ron Hunter can't stand a minute of it, but I'm almost giving him the same pitch that I gave to Kendrick Davis, that, look, dude, you're the pure point guard I need. You can score everything else. We've got these weapons for you. I almost feel like we're tampering, but the kid's already, you know, put his name in the portal. I can't imagine how you would feel, Jeff. Think about this. Like, Jankovic was gone, so you didn't have to see Kendrick or coach against Kendrick Davis.
Right,
but can
right,
you imagine
right.
if Penny plucks one from Tulane and Ron Hunter is still there, hasn't moved on to another, like the venom that you would have for Penny at that point? But that's college basketball these days, Jeff. It really is. I mean, that's the nature of it.
Yeah, it would be frustrating.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I'd hate Penny if I was wrong.
And you know, you see it from Memphis already. You see it in Caden Prescorn. Like, Caden Prescorn, not that Memphis isn't playing Ole Miss, but it will happen to this school. Like,
that's right.
Memphis fans, if those of you out there who are fans of Memphis football and basketball, I remember when Caden Prescorn said he was going to Ole Miss. He'd see the "I hate the portal." Hey, I hate this portal. This portal's the worst. And I'm like, Kendrick Davis is over there playing for the Tigers. You know, would you trade Caden Prescorn for Kendrick Davis? And the answer is yes. And so the portal gives, and the portal, you know, it takes and gives, and both. Now, I haven't heard as much in connection
with
Cook. And obviously, he's a guy you would think would have lots of suitors,
sure,
in this, you know, in this new universe. And so we'll see. But you're exactly right. The pitch, not only, you know, play with Penny, improve your game, and then the other part of it is couldn't quite get it done at Tulane. Couldn't quite, mm-hmm, like Kendrick couldn't quite get it done at SMU.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't quite get it done at Tulane. Come to Memphis where we can get it done. Like, it is like that part of it. You just have to say exactly the same things that you said last year.
Yeah.
From that perspective. So hopefully he's amenable to the pitch.
Talking to Jeff Calkins, great columnist here in Memphis for the Daily Memphian, has been for a long time. Listen to his radio show right here on 929 FM ESPN from 9 to 11 a.m. I'll turn you to the Grizzlies. Jeff, how comfortable or uncomfortable should we be? I asked a similar question to Drew Hill with this two-game lead, 6 left. Kings technically have an easier schedule the rest of the way. How comfortable are you that the Grizzlies will hold down the number 2 spot?
I'm pretty comfortable about the 2.
Okay.
I would think, you know, who knows if Kawhi is going to play Friday. He wasn't with the team last night for personal reasons. And then you get to the end of the schedule and Milwaukee, you know, whatever, you got Drew Holiday going for 51. Like, they would be formidable down the stretch, but who knows if they'll even be trying at that point. They might be resting people. So I feel pretty good about the 2-game cushion. And about Memphis staying in second. The part that I feel more antsy about, not antsy, but a little more nervous about. Normally, if you finish second and you're playing a play-in team, you would think in most circumstances you would get a team that you will be heavily favored to beat,
right?
Like,
yeah,
just the way that, like Boston or Milwaukee, or I guess it's Milwaukee. Milwaukee will be heavily favored to beat whoever it is, or you know.
Yeah, like the Hawks or, yeah, whoever could, yeah,
yes,
right?
Whatever. Yes. Here, there are certain matchups that you're thinking,
you're right.
Okay, I feel, I'd feel pretty comfortable with New Orleans, or I'd feel pretty comfortable. But there's Golden State, Los Angeles, now that LeBron is back, AD is playing well, their starting lineup now makes sense. Sure, I think we can say, I think Memphis can take Golden State. I think Memphis can take, there's a good chance they don't get one of those teams. I'm sorry, will I break it up?
No, well, we got you back now. Sounds pretty good. Yeah, you're talking about teams like Timberwolves, Golden State. It could get a little...
Don't you think they're all just a little tricky now? I was listening to the show. I'm a loyal listener to the show, and I heard you saying that's the way it works. You're going to face good teams. And I guess that's right. Yeah, you are. Normally, the first round feels like it should be a little bit, you know, more of a warm-up, but I don't think it's going to feel like that. So, yes, I feel very good about where the Grizzlies are in terms of staying in second. I think it's almost miraculous that we all feel as good about the Grizzlies right now. Just the mood about that team, even losing last night, whatever. People are happy. You know, Steven Adams in his shirt. And, you know, you got Luke. You know, people are with Luke and Josh back.
Or where they were to where they are now here over the last 2.5-3 weeks.
It literally was 3 weeks ago today. 3 weeks ago today that they played Golden State. They had lost 13 of 20. And TNT was in town. No Steven Adams, no Brandon, no Ja, obviously. And people expected them to get their ass beat. And there was, you know, everyone from DeMarcus Cousins to Kendrick Perkins that was ever giving them advice on what's wrong with the team and you need old veterans. And that was 3 weeks ago today. And it was felt like even if you weren't, oh, my God, the sky is falling, we'll wait till next year. And here we are 3 weeks later. I feel pretty damn good about the team.
Yep.
And that is a credit it's credit to Jaren, it's credit to Dez, it's credit to Taylor Jenkins, it's credit to Josh since he's the way he's certainly carried himself since he's come back. It's credit to the front office for when they obtained Luke Kennard. I think the general view was, okay, that's better than nothing, but it's a little disappointing. Would have liked more than that. And here we are. Who knows how it's going to turn out? But all those clouds are gone. If you're looking up in the sky that is the Grizzlies, what clouds do you see?
There ain't many. The rebounding issue. If Steven Adams can't get back, that's the biggest cloud to me. Right? That's it. Because that we can't shoot cloud. Oh man, that's starting to clear up a little bit. It's looking good over in that area. You know what I mean? Like with Luke in there. Yeah.
I mean, I do think there's some work to be done in figuring out. All right, we know that their half court offense has looked great recently, but we haven't seen since Ja has come back. We haven't seen Ja playing with this, you know, playing with this new Jaren and playing with Dez and playing with Luke and because the way it worked, like Ja played last night, but the other guys didn't. The previous game, the other guys played, but Ja didn't. I do think part of the focus on these next six games has to be we need some minutes with that group together because we need to figure out what closing games is going to look like.
Agreed.
In this new with all these new options.
Last thing, and you touched on it on your show. Ja Morant, when asked about, you know, the $40 million extra essentially he can get if he makes all NBA, basically cut it off. You probably paraphrased it better than me. I didn't see or read the direct quote. I was listening to you. Basically, hey, I'm not thinking about that, bro. Whatever else. Which after thinking about it, Jeff, and listening to you, I actually like the answer. I'd wondered if he got too much into it. Do some try to use it against him? You're talking about a group of voters with broadcasters, sportscasters who may already have something against him. So if he starts talking about the money rather than, to your point, the main thing being the main thing, there's just nothing to gain into going into that, so you might as well cut it off. That said, though, I was also listening when you asked Dan Devine, you know, about sort of Ja's position on this.
Right.
And then I look, too, and I see the straw poll. And while it's not necessarily indicative of how it's going to turn out with all NBA, there's no MVP vote for Ja. In fact, Jaren's the guy off the Grizzlies that got the one vote. I just say all that to say, and you can tell me I'm reading too much into it if I am, but is Devine kind of backing out of there? And I know that would have put him on the spot, but is him kind of backing out of there and telling you how many other guards there are and no MVP vote for Ja, is this an indication at all of how this might go with the all NBA votes?
Well, I think what's in terms of Dan, it's funny because Dan he votes in some of these things, mm-hmm. and he has always been.
He's always that way. Yeah.
He's always been. I got you. I hate getting
right. And I can understand that.
No matter, you know what I mean? Because I guess you just get pummeled. And so I don't think that was, but I do think the fact that I just sort of said, I don't tell me who you're going to vote for all NBA because you may not even know yet. But give me your general sense of what you see of the guard position, all NBA. And he basically said, yeah, I'm not willing to talk about that yet. And I don't think that was because of Ja.
Okay.
I think it's because it's so incredibly packed this
Windhorst said the same thing. That's what he told us. Yes.
And so I do think there is a reasonable chance that people will hold it against Ja. The way Chris Harrington put it was, if he had missed those 8 games for sprain and ankle, no. But given that what, you know, the way it did, fair or not,
that's right.
There are voters who will hold that against him. And but what I think is the best about the way Ja answered it and the way Ja has handled it I really do think that since he has come back, he has been focused on team success and getting well, whatever that looks like, right? Of staying true to himself, showing people who the real Ja is, and team success. And so he could have come bursting back and saying, my God, I got to make up for, you know, lost time and score 41 points and be Ja. And instead, he volunteers to come off the bench. He, even when he plays, does not necessarily impose himself on the game. Obviously, he had to take a bunch of shots last night just because the cast of characters that he was playing with last night. But he and the other thing is, and also just long-term for Ja, it really comes down to obviously not having any more incidents, but then team success, you know, being the lovable on the court player that he is, showing the joy that he has for life and all of that, and not being angry about this or that. And I just think it wasn't just yesterday's interview. It's pretty much the Jalen Rose one was very scripted, but every time he's talked since then, mm-hmm. I've just been impressed by the way that he says, you know what? I'm going to focus on me. I'm not going to focus on this award. I'm going to focus on me. And I think that's me and the team and team success and how I could be better and be a part of it. And I just think it's been really impressive how he's handled himself. About as who knows how it'll go, but right now about as well as you could possibly could have wanted.
I agree with you, Jeff, like I usually do, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate your
Thanks,
time,
Jason.
Brother. Take care. Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Read him at the Daily Memphian. Hear him right here on 929 FM ESPN. You should be doing that every morning from 9 to 11. Follow him on Twitter, of course, at Jeff Calkins. We will wrap it all up when we get back. You listen to Jason John, 929 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Mitsubishi Motors spring sales event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Come test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric with 420 total range, 64 combined MPG, and 38 minutes best charging time. And you may be eligible for up to $7,500 federal EV incentive and $1,500 lease cash. Come check it out at Gossett Mitsubishi. Plus 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander with 3 rows of seating for up to 7 people. We Gossett at $499 a month or buy for $34,055. Looking for some peace of mind in your new ride? How about Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty? 2023 Outlander, $499 a month or get 1.9 for 36 months and test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it.
Outlander PZO 12158 MSRP 34555 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only.
Grand slams, no hitters, double plays. Yes, baseball's back, and there's no better place to get in on the Major League Baseball action than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 here on opening day. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith, sign up, place your first bet, and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you do not win. Aaron Judge going to pick up where he left off. Pitcher going to go over on the strikeouts. How about you can build a same-game parlay with your favorite matchup of the day. Got plenty to choose from now that it's upon us, so don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to sign up. That's only at FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball and 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable with bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.